Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Hour number two rolls along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump on the show, because
I'm so frustrated right now.
So in the break, we had just taken a call from somebody mentioning we had talked about Drew Brees with Nick Saban, and he brought him up as well, and that led to, in the break, us talking about where Brees went to school, and that being Purdue. And that
Frank, you decided to accidentally set something off here.
And so that led to the conversation of Purdue's nickname being the Boilermakers and how ridiculous that is.
No, shut up.
And that has now led to the conversation of the worst sports names in existence. I already know where Jeremy White's going to go with this. Kraken, Seattle Kraken.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
But it's taken me a little of time to get there.
Okay.
There are some bad names. I find most of them, though, in college.
Most of them are in college. And I'm going to say something very controversial here. I'm kind of scared to do it. Also considering who we work with.
Dare to be brave.
Why is a team name just called Orange?
I don't know. And that's my thing. That's my thing. So that's Syracuse.
I'm sorry, Sal and Jeremy, but Orange.
And here's my thing with some of these. I know for a fact there's
Orange,
probably
what?
Stories.
Is it just the... And I know, like, well, Ottawa is the fruit.
Orange.
Yeah. Like, at least they stick to it. Congratulations to you. Unlike the Liberty Flames, who's got a logo with a bird on it.
Yeah.
Like, make it fire at that point. Like, help yourself. Crimson Tide. Why is it an elephant? At least the orange is an orange. But what about an orange is a good team name?
And so that's my thing. Like, I know some of these are going to be historic, especially
I'm
college
sorry,
teams.
And I know that, like, one of them is going to catch me when I'm slacking, and, like, I'm going to be fine with that, but...
But, like, again, like, I know with college teams there's going to be a lot of historical relevancy. Like, I've already mentioned, like, Princeton's won the most national titles. They won their first one in 1869. The Civil War ended 4 years prior. Like, there's some history here with a lot of these team names. I get it. But also... You bring, like, the Syracuse Orange. What is this? And then the Alabama teams, Crimson Tide, but their mascot's an elephant. And then you get into, sticking with Alabama, Auburn. They're the Tigers. Why is their chant a war eagle? They have an eagle fly through the stadium at Jordan-Hare when they get games going.
Why aren't they the Auburn Eagles?
That's my whole thing. Just be the Auburn War Eagles. It's your chant already. I don't understand.
Yeah,
That's where people lose me.
Help me.
That's where people lose me with the nicknames.
Yeah.
Like, is that it has no – your mascot or your name don't match. And it bothers the you-know-what out of me because I don't understand it. And to be perfectly honest, I don't really care for the story because just change it.
And I'm lashing –
You can modernize. You can – go less them. Bring them together.
I'm lashing out because I'm defending Purdue. Like, yeah, Boilermakers. I don't know if it's a great name for a sports team.
No, it's objectively horrendous.
But
it's bad. It's really bad.
Shut up.
It's brutal.
So's Orange and Cornhusker.
Cornhusker's like, it makes sense.
No. Like, Nebraska and Purdue are birds of the same feather,
but
Nebraska just wins football games.
That's the thing.
Okay.
Cornhusker looks a lot worse if they didn't win the 90s.
That's fair. If they were,
it makes sense. It's the same with Purdue. But makes sense. Purdue just didn't win, so it's funny.
Yeah, but
Nebraska
see,
won, so you have to be nice.
Yeah.
What is Nebraska's
Nebraska
mascot?
Won, so you have to be nice.
What's Nebraska's mascot? It's a dude, like a farmer dude, dressed up, and it's a piece of corn.
And Purdue's mascot.
That's what it used to be. But Purdue's mascot's literally a Boilermaker.
Yes. Yeah, I'm fine with that. It's a dumb name.
Like Syracuse, who I lashed out on unfairly.
Might be a little fairly.
Still, I'm lashing out. I know this. At least they stick to it. The mascot is the name. I don't know how you make a mascot a Crimson Tide, though, for example. So you got to do something, but elephant?
But why an elephant?
I just have so...
Why an elephant? Why?
I don't know.
The Alabama teams make no sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're good. Good for them, but why? And then you have also teams like Rutgers, the Scarlet Knights. That's too cool of a name for Rutgers.
Hang on. No.
They adopted the elephant because due to a sports writer's description of the 1930 football team as being as large and powerful as a herd of elephants. The nickname, the Red Elephants, referring to their red crimson jersey, stuck, and eventually the elephant became the school's official mascot, with the nickname being originated in the 30s, and the mascot didn't appear until 1979.
Cool.
But it started in 1930?
Well, mm-hmm. I guess.
When World War I was still called the Great War, and they assumed there'd only be one?
Yep. The guy that wrote it, his name was Everett Strupper.
That makes complete sense for an article author in 1930. That makes complete sense. That's incredible.
His name is Big Al, though. That's a pretty good.
That's awesome.
That's a great mascot name.
That is one of my favorite things to do, is to go on MLB reference and find the players that played, in 1901.
Yeah.
And their names, you're like, this is, come, no, really? The names have changed.
Auburn is probably the one that's infuriating me more now that you say it. Of like, why not Eagles? Why not War Eagles? Like, that's your chant. And then like, hey, look, it's a Tiger. We already have other college programs that are Tigers. Be the War Eagles. There's no War Eagles in college.
If I remember correctly.
I figured out Auburn. Why they yell War Eagles.
I want to see if I – because I watched a documentary
and
I remembered it. So I want to see if it's right.
Okay. I need help. So help me.
Well, what's your memory of
it? It was a documentary 30-30 about Alabama Auburn, the Iron Bowl, all that. And if I remember correctly, it was an Auburn historian saying that like a fan just saw an eagle flying over and went – War Eagle, and it just continued. And that's like all we got from it.
Well, according to this, the phrase War Eagle originated from a legend involving a Civil War veteran who brought a captured eagle to the first Auburn-Georgia football game in 1892. During the game, the eagle broke free and circled the field, inspiring Auburn to victory. Fans began chanting War Eagle, and it's become
okay.
So
they were the
tradition.
Tigers before the eagle showed up.
In 1892.
But they were still at least
mind
the,
you,
they
a
were
Civil
still the
War
Tigers.
Veteran was in attendance for this game.
That's actually kind of nuts.
See what I mean, though? With Princeton, their first national title, 4 years after. By the way, no, you don't get to claim that. I have the same feeling about Texas and Alabama claiming national titles in 70 and 73. You lost your last game. You don't get to claim national titles. Same thing there. Statute of limitations. That's gone. We start over.
Okay. I've got probably objectively the worst college football name, though.
Okay.
Sam Houston.
No, I like this one.
Is the Bearcats. But cats in Bearcats is spelled with a K.
That can stay.
No.
That's got character.
I need grammar. I need structure.
Well,
help me.
Yeah.
If I'm going to at least unfairly attack college names, I can fairly attack this one.
I kind of like that they did that.
No, I have no respect for that.
803-0550, the number to call. PJ is with us. PJ, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Good morning. So just real quick, first of all, I'm team anti-orange. I feel like naming any college team over a color is brutal. But so you have to just go back a little bit, though. They used to be called the Orange Men, and unfortunately, because of racist undertones, the Native American population wasn't happy.
Smart.
So they had to change it because of that. But I feel like they should have just did a complete rebrand, because naming yourself after a color now is just brutal. So I don't feel like it's intimidating. I don't feel like it's cool. So I'm completely, anti-orange, but they changed it because they were getting some, some people that were not happy with the original name. So.
PJ, appreciate that. Thank you for the intel on that. And also for being on our side.
Yeah, right.
Like, exactly. Rebranding is absolutely the right way you should have done it, because, like, look at Washington with the Commanders now, or even, I can say one local here, Lancaster.
Yep.
Like, they did a rebrand.
Yep, you can do a rebrand.
You could do a rebrand, keep the colors, and find something else that's cool. Maybe even take War Eagles from Auburn and really upset them. But I
don't know if I necessarily need intimidating, though. I just want something
sounds
cool. I want it to flow well.
Yeah,
so I think that's maybe even where like I'm not totally for War Eagle for Auburn, because Auburn War Eagles, I don't love the sound of that. But like Arizona Wildcats, that hits. I think that
mocking,
flows well, that works.
Like if we are mocking Syracuse for being just the orange, Do we do the same with North Texas and the Mean Green?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mean Green is just...
It's ridiculous.
Hey, Coach, who do we play this week? The Mean Green.
The who?
What?
We are not... This is not playing backyard baseball. Like, we need a good name here.
That's below backyard baseball. That's a disrespect to backyard baseball.
He's right.
Yeah, Pablo Sanchez would never...
No.
Never suit up for the Mean Green.
On the Mean Green.
I didn't realize it until now. The SEC has two Tigers. Three Tigers. They have three.
Clemson, Auburn.
SEC.
Nope.
Oh, SEC. Auburn, LSU, Missouri. All Tigers.
That's right. Mizzou moves into the conference and is the third Tiger.
That's awful.
Yeah, we got to get some variations.
You know what? I feel like
now I'm back to Auburn Eagles.
I feel like back in 1892, they should have changed their team name.
They should have done it.
They
should have done it.
You know who else should have changed their team name? This might be controversial. The LA Lakers. Where is there a lake or multiple lakes near where the Lakers play?
It's the same with the Utah Jazz, too. Like, what are we doing
yes!
here? Yeah.
I get it. You came from Minnesota, but that was the Clippers didn't stay the Braves.
No.
Right. They did a full rebrand.
Which, oddly enough, that one probably makes more sense to keep around than the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's kind of universal. Lakers is very geographical. If you're not near a bunch of lakes, or, I don't know, 10,000 of them, you should not be called the Lakers.
The worst thing that happened to them is they got successful. They couldn't change the name then.
Yeah,
because that was the worst part. The brand
I was about
to
say it. I was about to say it of like, is Lakers even actually a good name?
It's not bad if you're near a lot of lakes.
If you play in Minnesota or Buffalo or Cleveland, yes.
Yeah, anywhere around the Great Lakes, you're fine.
You're fine. I think the thing is, though, a lot of it, because it's the same with Nebraska. You kind of just deal with it. Nebraska Cornhuskers, you won, you're fine. Lakers, you won a lot, you're fine. It's not a great name, though.
I'm going to upset a lot of people now. Red Sox and White Sox. I have to pair them both up here. But, no. The thing that I wear on my feet.
Listen,
is a team name?
It's the original. It's the
no, no, no. If you guys are gonna attack Boilermakers, I'm attacking Sox.
I'm not defending it by any means, but it's the late 1800s, early 1900s. Mm-hmm. They're trying to differentiate teams just by any way possible.
We've got some offerings here. The worst sports team name in your opinion? The Georgetown Hoyas, Cleveland. Kevin tweets in Georgetown Hoyas. It's a rock. They have a dog mascot.
Oh my God!
It's a rock.
Mike tweets in, the Akron Zips, their mascot is a kangaroo. I like the kangaroo mascot.
But Zips?
It's the Zips part.
TJ. TJ Luckman, our own TJ Luckman, suggesting up the Stanford Cardinal. Singular Cardinal.
Yep. I think he's right on that.
Yeah, and their logo has a pine tree in it.
Oh, that's right. They have the tree.
And the mascot is a tree.
The mascot is a tree.
And
they're called the Cardinal.
Tree.
We are going to have so much fun with this.
Is this just a college thing?
No. Because I'm dogging on the White Sox and the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, Minnesota. Twins.
Twins.
Twins are not threatening at
Twin City.
Twin City.
It's the Twin City.
Okay, that one works.
Okay.
Geographical. If they ever move, they have to change their name.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you know they won't now.
No, they won't.
That's the Minnesota team's life.
Unless they go to another Twin City area.
Actually, you know what? What about the Athletics?
Yeah, but even when Minnesota went to Dallas, they just took the north part out.
What about the Athletics? Everyone's
the
an
Texas
athlete.
Texas Stars. Like the Stars of Texas.
Yeah.
Like that's...
They were able to keep it. They're like, no, this works.
It does work, but...
We're just going to get rid of the north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the Athletics?
Mm.
Everyone's an athlete.
It's way worse now that Oakland's been taken out of it, that they're just the Athletics.
Well, that's because...
I know.
That's because their owner sucks and they don't have a home yet.
But like, it put in bold, and you're like, did no one show up to creative writing or even just put in the effort into this?
I know it has to do.
The only way it gets worse if they were like, we're the Oakland Ball Players. Like, oh, really?
Now that's an
surprise.
That's an 1800s baseball.
Yes, it is.
Also, they originated from the Philadelphia Athletics, who turned professional in 1875.
You have plenty of time to change it.
Brendan tweets in, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yes.
Any reason to hate Ohio State? Guardians. I feel like this is just a hatred towards Ohio from Brendan because he also does Cleveland Guardians.
The Buckeyes kind of makes sense.
I think that has something to do with Ohio. I don't know the history
to
it.
It's the Buckeye tree.
Oh, it's the Buckeye tree. Thank you.
Yes, but
still not, objectively not a great name though for a mascot.
Correct. And also, yeah, it's a Buckeye tree. Brutus is their mascot.
Yeah,
Brutus
is not a tree. His head is in the shape of a Buckeye. Or not the Buckeye tree. What is a Buckeye? It's
what is a Buckeye? See, the fact that we have to ready? If Ohio State wasn't successful, we'd be talking about them like Purdue.
I'm still not over the Stanford Cardinal, the singular Cardinal.
Yeah, and it's a tree. No, it is. It's the Buckeye tree nut.
Okay.
And that's the shape of Brutus's head.
That's terrifying.
That's why his head is like oblong and
M tweets oblong. And also the Guardians.
The Guardians.
I think that's also just true. Like, a lot of people don't really like the newest names. I've already mentioned Jeremy, I know, is pretty famous now for not liking Seattle Kraken. Washington Commanders has not been well received, I think, by most people.
Cleveland should have gone back to the Spiders.
Hang on. Guys.
Yes. Although, they couldn't, could they? Was there something with that or no?
Oh, the Richmond Spiders.
The Richmond Spiders, I think, were like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Wait. We attacked Syracuse.
Yeah.
Why didn't we go after the Browns?
Oh,
as T. Cheflin tweets in.
Cleveland Browns, named after Paul Brown. It is a bit ridiculous.
They got a lot going on over there.
This is a great segment. I'm glad
Josh is
this.
Right. They do have a lot going on, but also you named your team after a person that was alive at the time when you named them.
And then your mascot is an elf.
You named them after your owner.
They're
like, real cool.
Is it no longer
thanks for having money. The team is named after you.
They have that weird logo of an elf.
Oh, I mean, they have that, but their mascot's been the dog. Because
they've got the dog pound.
Which that also makes no sense.
We dunk on all these college teams, and here we are, like the Cleveland Browns are just standing there, like, wait, we're used to ridicule. Why aren't you going after us?
Just give us a minute. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Wait your turn.
How do we feel about Buffalo Bills?
Because someone tweeted that in. That's
I was well.
Bold.
Now
it's dark. Tweets in the Bills.
I get it.
Asking honestly, is Buffalo Bills a good name? Or is it more we like the Buffalo part of it?
That's the thing. Like, I know what the reference is. It's about, and here's where it doesn't make sense.
The serial killer, you're right, yeah. I'm kidding. Buffalo Bill, you've never seen that movie?
Wild Bill Cody.
It's about a cowboy. Where, outside of country festivals, do we get that around Buffalo? Outside of Josh bringing in his hat every now and then.
There you go.
Do we have a cowboy in Buffalo? Where in the cowboy is Buffalo?
Yeah, like for being honest.
If we're being real
here.
We're
not the Wild West, obviously. We're in the East.
Yeah. It doesn't fit. And much like the Nebraska Cornhuskers, if we were terrible for our entirety of existence, there would be a lot more dogpiling on the name.
I think so. I think it's probably right. That's probably right. Nate tweets in as well, Bills. Not Nate Geary. Different Nate.
Nate.
I realized I said that. Geary would do that, though. I realized I said that. Like, I don't want to give him like unnecessarily flame. His feet do that for him.
Oh, no.
But...
Nate Feet joke.
But I do wonder about Buffalo Bills. Like, is it a genuinely good name, or has been where I kind of stick with this? It's been around for so long, you kind of just accept it and know it for what it is. I feel that way already about the Vegas Golden Knights. It's a new name, but they've been such a fabric of the NHL for so long, really since they've started, that it Golden Knights. I know they're there.
Hang on. A pretty good tweet from OG. The New Orleans Pelicans.
That makes sense. Pelicans are native to New Orleans.
I liked them better when they were the Hornets, though, even though they came from Charlotte to be the New Orleans Hornets. I kind of like that better.
But the whole Pelican thing is like Pelicans are from that area.
Yeah.
Well, not from that area, but they live in that area.
Hang on. We've been doing this the whole time, where just because something's from an area does not mean it's a good name.
Right.
That's kind of where the crux of all this started.
But I do like the Twins. I like the Minnesota Twins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm not somebody that needs like the intimidating animal, because I know our caller just mentioned that too, like the rebrand for Syracuse, like orange is not intimidating. It's a fruit. It's a color. Like it's not anything special.
Yes.
I don't really – but here – again, would we like that name more if the New Orleans Pelicans weren't a bad organization in the NBA, if they won more?
No. What about the Indiana Pacers?
I like Pacers. I'm fine with Pacers.
Pacers
is fine. Knicks is fine. Celtics is fine.
Knickerblockers is absolutely fine.
See, do they still go by that, or have they changed it to officially this Knicks?
Yeah. But, like, we all know what it comes from.
Yeah.
I have found an origin story of the Bills.
Okay, hit us with it.
Like, the full origin story.
The full origin.
Yeah. So, this is from Yahoo Sports. Buffalo, the Bills' nickname originated from a Buffalo football franchise that played in the All-America Football Conference from 1946 to 1949. The AAFC franchise was called the Bisons in its first year, but there were three other Bisons teams in the city at the time, the minor league baseball team, a professional basketball team, and the American Hockey League team.
They really leaned into that, didn't they?
The owner
should have just went 4-for-4.
Yeah.
The owner at the time, James Bruil, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, who owned Frontier Oil Company, wanted to keep a frontier theme to his businesses. He selected the Bills from a public contest and gave the $500 to the winning entry.
I do like the public contest, though.
And then
I think that's the way to do it.
When Ralph Wilson
that's how
founded
we get names like Kraken, though.
When Ralph Wilson founded the Bills in 1960 as an original member of the AFL, mm-hmm. He just kept the name.
Just kept the name.
Yep.
I like the public contest to get it done. All right. 803-0550, the number two call. Still taking your tweets and your calls on the worst sports names or even some that you think are underrated. I do want to get to one Matt tweeted in because I think he might be right, but his reasoning might also be why we're here as well. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR. Hour number two continues to roll along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. A beautiful Friday.
And a beautiful day to argue about team names.
We are under 1 week away from a training camp. The Bills' entire rookie class has signed, thanks to TJ Sanders officially signing his deal this morning. It was announced late last night. So, full steam ahead to Wednesday when camp gets underway for the Bills. But today, we are having fun talking about the worst sports team names in your opinion. If you also want to throw in the best team name, absolutely happy to hear those as well. But let's keep getting connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Going to Twitter, Brandon Reddy with essentially every league, NHL, Kraken, NFL, Browns, NBA, Pelicans, MLB, Guardians, and the NCAA. It is a tie between the Orange, Syracuse, and just Bulldogs because there's like 25 teams with that name. I agree on the Bulldogs point because I've gotten there with Tigers. I also didn't even mention, too, LSU and Clemson, who are also both Tigers, also named their stadiums Death Valley. I don't care who came first. One of you got to fight it out to figure out who actually gets to be Death Valley.
One of you got to figure it out.
There is also a real Death Valley that I feel like we're discrediting here.
Correct.
Right.
Like, maybe don't.
I'm okay with that. Mainly because LSU in, like, August at, like, 1 o'clock, probably as close as you're going to get before, like, legally the, like, city has to tell people to get inside. Probably going to be as hot as it can get. But they play week one. I think the winner of that gets to name their stadium Death Valley for the next 10 years.
Yes.
The real Death Valley is, like, right near Vegas. Why doesn't UNLV just take it over?
Because of the Rebels.
Well, no. Like,
the running Rebels.
The stadium name.
Because they're the Rebels.
Because they're the Rebels.
I like that. You're just like.
Also, they'll have to ask the Raiders because they played Allegiant, which is awful. I hate mm-hmm. when college teams in both basketball and football.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Play in NFL stadiums or NBA arenas. It's terrible. Pittsburgh plays at Akershire.
They're not the running Rebels anymore. They're just the Rebels.
They're just the Rebels?
They're just Rebels.
That's ridiculous.
I think that's better. It's better. Simple, short, sweet, to the point.
Rebels, I don't even think they were running Rebels. It was running Rebels, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why they got rid of it.
Oh, man, come on. No, it's better.
No.
Man, that's
it's like Bearcats with a K, which I'm starting to think like Sam Houston's winning this one for me.
It's my favorite.
No, that's the one that's upsetting me the most. Just spell it right. It's a fine nickname, Bearcats, but then you throw a K in there, and it's like, who are you, Ed Boon?
Well, you already have the Cincinnati.
That's a Mortal Kombat joke for those that don't grasp it.
Cincinnati Bearcats.
I hope that's not a thing.
But none of the 25 teams spell Bulldogs with a Z.
Well, sure, because they're not original.
Because you're right.
Just be different.
Dare
change
to dream.
The game. Change the game. And hey,
change the game.
While we're on this, Northeastern or Northwestern,
mm-hmm.
both of the Northeastern's fine. Northwestern, on the other hand,
aren't they the Wildcats?
Yes.
No, not even worried about that part. The Northwestern part of their name. They are not North and they are not Western.
The university. You're mad at the university.
I'm mad at the name of the university. While we're on the topic of branding here. This came up back in March Madness.
They are neither North nor Western.
They are technically going west, but they're in the Midwest.
They're in the middle of the country.
They're in the middle of the country. You're not West.
They are.
You're not North.
Down.
You're not South. You're just call yourself Central University. Hang on.
See, the problem is though, we're gonna look up when Northwestern was founded, and it'll be like, oh, it's when the West wasn't settled.
It's gonna
so
be
they
when
west.
The United States didn't even own that side of the country.
Yeah. So they were technically at the time Northwest.
All right, I need to see where exactly they are on the map now.
Also, Jeremy has entered the chat.
Yes, as we knew he would.
Unsurprising, Kraken.
Yes, we knew he was.
I knew he was going to be there.
We knew this answer was going to be here eventually.
PJB tweets in Utah Jazz. Utah does not scream jazz music. Correct.
Hang
on that.
Northwestern University is definitely not west. It is north, though.
It is north, fine.
It's pretty north.
I just saw it. It's literally, though, it's on the tip of Lake Michigan.
But it's pretty north.
It is pretty north.
It's almost...
But it's very much not west.
In terms of... In terms of latitude on the planet Earth, it is almost on par with Buffalo. It's
right.
pretty north.
But it's not even west in its own state. It's the easternmost part of Illinois.
That's tough. Now, I will say, though, are we saying Illinois is in the Midwest?
Yeah.
The Midwest also hang on.
I'll
the Midwest also has a problem with being called the Midwest. You are not the Midwest. Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, you're not Midwest.
Illinois is.
No. You look at the middle of the country.
The line is like the middle of it's like you cut a line down the middle of Colorado and like New Mexico and everything. Like that's the farthest west you can be. The farthest east you can be, I would say, is Illinois.
I'd probably look at it as, what side of the Mississippi are you on?
Illinois is on the part of... I can't tell.
Is it caught in the middle of Illinois
or no? It's kind of like...
I'm not looking at the map. Does it caught in the middle of Illinois or no?
It's kind of... It's a little bit of both. I don't know. It's weird. It's not the half of Illinois, but it's like... Part of it.
I bet Northwestern University is not on the western side.
Yes, they're
of
not.
It.
They're not on the western side of the Mississippi. I can tell you that much.
I just love Josh Cohen after like no.
No,
because the Wildcat name
I respect
is fine.
That.
The school name is absurd.
Wildcat's good name. Great name. Northwestern is not Western.
School name is absurd. 803-0550, the number to call. Matt brings up a good point here, and this is more towards the best names.
I love this.
Sabres, underrated because they stink. And we were bringing this up with some of the names we didn't like, but they won, so you kind of deal with them.
Yes.
I think this is right. The Buffalo Sabres is a great name, and if they won, I think ESPN doing these lists, Fox, they would bring up Buffalo Sabres as one of the better names
if they won.
Agreed. Think
Correct.
Of the graphics, the swords, the whole thing.
Also,
I think that's right. Now, of course, they do have...
Furthermore.
But the Sabres do also have their weird mascot where it's Sabretooth, but they're the Sabres... They're able to kind of mix it together.
I mean,
Sabretooth,
a dancing sword is probably not hitting as good.
Hey, what's wrong with Sammy Sabre?
Yeah, you say that now, dude.
Have you never seen Sammy Sabre?
I mean, I haven't. I'm for
don't.
The
Please
little.
Search Sammy Sabre. That was a logo.
I already have enough people named Sam in my life that
are
a pain
in
my butt. So
I'm,
I'm
not. It's a little dude. Like it looks like Clippy, but like a saber.
I'm lazy enough that I don't want to type it in, but not lazy enough to go around and look at it on Zach's computer.
I'm totally in.
This is the beautiful part of
my problem is
everything.
I don't want to, take Sabretooth out of a job here, but also
no. But hey, I mean
Sammy Sabre is pretty awesome.
The Bisons have two
Sammy
mascots.
Sammy Sabre looks pretty slender.
The Panthers have two mascots.
The Mets have two mascots.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Met.
Yeah, you could introduce Sammy Sabre and have
totally
him be best friends with Sabretooth.
Yes, I agree.
So Sabres, I mean, that's an underrated name, but yeah, it's because they haven't been relevant in the NHL for so long, you almost kind of forget about it.
But also before this active playoff drought, they had missed the playoffs for like only 12 years of their history. So like they were actually that kind of team.
They were there.
They were always that kind of team. Like they were actually good. They have this good name. They have one of the cleanest uniforms in hockey. Mm-hmm. And 14 years of hell later, everyone forgets about it.
I
appreciate his point, but I hate that we brought the Sabres depression into this.
Do the NHL have a lot of good names or no? I don't really care for Minnesota Wild. I really don't
like logo, though.
The logo is
Wild. The logo's fantastic. Yeah, it's not a good name. A good name does not mean that you don't get a good uniform and a good uniform, and just the opposite. If you have an awesome name, that doesn't mean that you have to have a good uniform. Mm-hmm. It could mean that you have a bad one. It's one of these things where, like, you look at it and think, like, the Carolina Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you figure out your life once with your logo and brand design?
No.
Because the name makes sense.
It does. They're just trying their hardest.
They're trying their hardest.
You know which one I like, though, a lot, honestly? It's just the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's quick. It's easy. It plays into the hockey motif. There's no Penguins in Pittsburgh.
But there are no penguins, except for like in a zoo.
In a zoo. But they play into, we're playing hockey. You know, what animal do you think is on the ice? Penguins. Done. I'm waiting for narwhals.
I love the Canadiens and the Canucks.
Yep. I like them a lot.
We are Canada.
I like them a lot. But that's also like that's playing into the name. I like that. That's playing into the history.
There's no Bruins in the city of Boston.
No, there's no Bruins City, but I like Bears. I mean, I'm fine with that. And it's different than like we're the Maine Black Bears.
Yes.
Like you're throwing in a different word to say the same
but
thing.
But there are Black Bears definitely in the forests of Maine.
Agreed.
So that one really does make sense.
Winnipeg Jets.
Eh.
Don't really care for it.
Not good.
Don't really care for it.
I was on the phone there. So did you guys talk about the Blackhawks? The story of the Blackhawks?
Have not gotten to them.
That one, I think, is in terms of coolest stories in NHL teams, at least, that's a really good one. The story of the Blackhawks.
We'll go through it.
Okay, well, I don't fully remember it. I got to pull it up here.
That's fine.
The owner of the Blackhawks like served in a division in the Army that was known as the Blackhawk Division. And then, like, hold on, let me pull up the story.
But basically, he was like, that name was too sick to not continue.
Kind of,
And I can respect that. Also, all right, so we got already.
In honor of the 86th Infantry Division, nicknamed the Blackhawk Division, which in turn was named after the Sauk Native tribe leader, Blackhawk, the owner of the Blackhawks served in that division, asked that guy, hey, can I use your name for this sports team name? And he was like, sure.
The logo
is a likeness of that guy. So that's, yeah. Anyone out there? Yeah.
So that's also probably why that name hasn't been changed.
Exactly,
because it was a few years.
It was done the right way.
Yes. It was done that way.
It was done in a respectful manner.
On the Kansas City Royals, love that name.
Really?
Love the Kansas City Royals. I think that flows perfectly. I like that I don't always need it to be, because like we just mentioned, like there's no Bears in Boston.
Right.
But if it works, it works.
Yeah, it's got the kingly logo to it.
They play that in their stadium because they've got the crown in the back of the stadium. I like Kansas City Royals a lot. I like that a lot. Utah Mammoth.
Here we are with the more recent name, Hayden.
It's not hating. I think that name is going to grow on people. I think that's going to work if they can be good and consistent.
Considering
for a
it was
while,
their second option,
I think that's going
to
work.
Considering it was the second option, because Yeti was going to be it, but one company was like, "No, we're going to get our cups confused." Shut up! Like you ruined a chance at kind of, but not really alliteration there.
Yeah.
So thanks, Yeti. Really appreciate that. Knowledge is never. I will never buy anything that's a Yeti, like a Yeti cooler or like they're. Seriously, get over yourself. Let a team share your name. You probably get more profits.
Especially what we've already mentioned. I mean, again.
Yeah, get that out of here.
The SEC has three Tigers.
Josh is showing off a Yeti mug, and I'm like, get that out of here.
But I mean, like, the SEC's got three Tigers. Like, we can share.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Brandon brought up 25 Bulldogs.
Is it two in the SEC?
But also, ready?
Two in the SEC. Georgia,
there's only one Bulldog
State.
In Buffalo.
Boom.
Bang. Got it.
A lot of cats, though, in these
yes.
games.
Tigers, including the Bearcats with a K.
Bearcats with a K.
It pisses me off.
There's a lot of them. Panthers.
That one still upsets you.
Jaguars. Bobcats. Nittany Lions. There's a lot of cat names.
Nittany Lions.
There's a lot of wildcats.
What is a Nittany Lion?
A Nittany Lion is a specific type of lion.
Like it's like a mountain lion or like...
Kind of.
Because I just never understood that. I didn't...
Oh, it's a Native American word for mountain lion.
Oh.
Or lion. Oh. Nittany, yep.
All right. I just never knew what Nittany was.
As a matter of fact...
I looked it up real quick.
All right. Oh. So I have the worst name of something of all time, though. It's not a sports team. And if someone does make this a sports team name, I might flip. The Mountain Chicken.
What?
A Mountain Chicken. So what do you think a Mountain Chicken is?
I mean, I'm just going to be flat a chicken that's on a mountain, I assume.
I know turkeys are sometimes called thunder chickens.
Zach, real quick, Google a mountain chicken. And I want your reaction live on the air.
It's a frog, man.
That needs to happen tomorrow.
It's a frog. It's a frog.
And on that beautiful note, 803-0550, the number to call. We'll wrap up the Extra Points show coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here on WGR.
Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we wrap up a Friday right here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Points show. And it's been brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com, and we have been getting connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Before we do that, again, a reminder, TJ Sanders has signed his four-year rookie deal. It is not fully guaranteed, but there will not be any holdout. I shouldn't even say he was holding out. There won't be one. All the Bills rookies have signed. It looks to be full steam ahead to training camp, which will get going on Wednesday. Also, Nick Emmanuori, the third pick of the second round, did sign his deal with Seattle. His is fully guaranteed, so it's been a bit of a mixed bag for the second rounders. But for the most part, if not completely, it has been big pay bumps for the second round picks compared to years prior. Now, some last minute answers here on kind of the question of at least this hour, which has been the worst name in sports.
James tweeting into the station, but I managed to find it here. The state bird of Louisiana is the brown pelican, and it's on the flag. That's why the pelicans are probably the pelicans. Appreciating the relevance on that.
Classics, though, tweets in New Orleans Pelicans final answer, a fearsome bird if you're afraid of coastal bird poop.
Yeah.
As like, someone who's been recently pooped on by a bird, I am very terrified.
That is right. Like, wait a second.
That happened.
That's legit. Something to be worried about.
I was laying on a beach in Rhode Island. I woke up with bird poop on my shirt.
Mm-hmm. I love that for you, actually.
Dan tweets in, the Calgary Flames, the Atlanta Flames made more sense. Although.
Did they, though?
I'm also trying to think.
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Calgary known for oil?
It's pronounced Calgary.
Calgary? Are they known for oil or no?
It's Calgary, first of all.
It's Calgary. Get it right.
Oh, no. Here we go.
All right. Well, anyway... They might be because they're pretty close to Edmonton. Actually,
speaking of Canadian teams, though.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like, is that what they were going for? I don't know for sure.
No, it's probably just the Atlanta Flames. They just didn't want to change the name.
They just didn't change it.
But hey, they pay homage to the Flames with the A on their jerseys is the old Atlanta Flames logo.
That is right.
I will say, I did get a chuckle, though, from Bo Byron fan account. Maple Leafs. Nice grammar. That's just classic chirping right there. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. I know the relevance, though, of the Maple Leaf, the flag of Canada.
Oh, yeah. Like,
can they go back to the Toronto Arenas?
No, because an arena is a bad name. Because that's where you go to play hockey.
I know. That's the funny part.
No. So, like, we would actually be dunking on them more.
Yeah, I know. That's the funny part.
That's what I want.
But they knew to get rid of it. They knew. They knew what they were. They knew what was wrong.
Some names I do like, though, and this is an older, speaking of arena football team, I loved the Philadelphia Soul. That was a good name.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good name. Other names, and so to end a little bit of a positive, other names I really like, and this one I'm happy that they're good again because the name is awesome, the Arizona State Sun Devils. I think the Sun Devils in Arizona, perfection.
All right, so I think we need to objectively give our final answers on what the worst team name in sports is.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't dunk on the Cincinnati Reds enough, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we were going to do this to the Syracuse Orange, why not the Cincinnati Reds, who shortened their team name from Red Legs? But that's not my answer. It's still Bearcats with a K. Sam Houston, watch out.
Bearcats with a K.
No, that objectively has to be. And coming from someone who had to attend ECC as like coming out of high school, that team name is also Cats with a K.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, not excused from this. If you have your team name spelled like that, you're not Mortal Kombat. Grow up.
I think I'm going to go with Stanford Cardinal. TJ got me there. The fact that it's a singular Cardinal for sports teams, plural, incredible. Incredible. And the fact that their mascot is a tree.
Josh?
I'm sticking with the Boilermakers.
There it is.
These are fighting words.
I was hoping somebody would stick with it.
Nope,
I couldn't do it.
Nope.
And I kind of like the Syracuse Orange. I just kind of like the fact that they really did just stick with a color and the fruit.
That's it.
Actually,
I kind of like it.
There is one that we forgot about.
Mm-hmm.
Western Kentucky.
Oh, the Hilltoppers.
The Hilltoppers.
Yeah, that's not a good
name. That works for me.
That one, I'm replacing. Boilermakers is a very close second. I forgot about Western Kentucky. Their logo is someone waving a flag. And their mascot
is
that flag. It's
no,
a towel, actually. Not
isn't
a flag.
The mascot like an abomination?
Oh, yeah. But he's so good.
Oh, my God.
He is so good.
That thing's like gritty before gritty.
No.
Which is iconic.
He's a different kind of vibe.
It's a different animal. I like it. I like Hilltoppers.
His name is Big Red.
It's different. Yeah, we have too many Tigers and Bulldogs and all that. I like a little bit of different. Doesn't
this has been,
work
this has been
me,
very
like
fun,
that.
Though, today of like just random – like this is just random hater energy,
mm-hmm.
which is not supposed to be really productive. But we were trying to do it in a fun way today, though. So thank you to everyone that tweeted, called in, for joining us here on the second hour of a wild discussion. This has been the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. He's Zach Jones. I'm Derek Kramer. Sabres Live coming up next for you here on WGR.
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.